Now, this audio is about 7 minutes long, so I want to ask you now to just bear with me because I've got a lot of information packed in that time. We all know that buying or selling a home requires a lot of decisions. But unlike buying a pair of shoes, all of those decisions, many somewhat complex, will have consequences. That pair of shoes you can return to Kohl's for a refund or exchange, or throw in the back of a closet. Not so with a home. In fact, a poor decision on selecting your mortgage will be a decision that will haunt you for the life of your loan. For sellers, a realtor lacking specific market knowledge, timing and pricing issues, or contracting with an inappropriately qualified buyer will be money out of your pocket you'll never recoup. Simply put, even with a cash buyer, selling or buying a home will have issues and will be tricky. I found that to educate themselves, people will do their own research, rely on the internet, or seek advice from friends, family, or realtors. But the lack of information is not the problem. In fact, there's just too much information, which merely overloads everyone. My name is Carl E. Park, and for 32 years, I've walked clients through this information maze, helping them sell or buy a home. Why? Because I hate drama, and you should too. Drama is the last thing you want in a deal. Now, oddly, the drama doesn't come from a lack of information, but having too much and not being able to make sense of it. Instead, I'll show you how to step by step break down and simplify a very complicated process long before it becomes disastrously dramatic. Now, hold on to your socks. I accomplished this with a revolutionary technique. I actually talk to you. Each step of the process has its own nuances, and taking as much time as needed, we will go through each of these steps together. Because I only do residential real estate closings, I can devote extra time necessary to ensure a boring closing. In fact, unlike general practice attorneys, I'm not distracted with, well, those things that general practice attorneys do, like court dates, litigation, estate planning, corporations, tax planning, family law adoptions, immigration, or traffic court. In fact, if you've got one of these issues, I'm definitely not your guy. However, if you are looking to sell or buy a home, I can help you. In fact, I urge you to call me on my cell to find out how I can solve your problems. My cell phone number is 847-922-7173. I'm always happy to answer questions free of charge. In the process, you'll have the chance to gauge my worth. In the meantime, I've got some recommendations for you. 1. Think first about carefully choosing your team of advisors, realtor, loan officer, and attorney, long before beginning the actual process of selling or buying a home. 6 to 12 months is not too early, as during that time, questions can be answered, problems can be solved, and a plan of attack can be formulated so you are prepared when you pull the trigger on your sale or purchase. Typically, I don't charge anything for these type of consultations, as I know that the advice and counsel I give today will be returned in the form of an easier, less dramatic transaction. And remember, I hate drama. 2. Stay in close touch with your advisors, asking a lot of questions. Make sure your advisors know if you have a potential hiccup that needs to be dealt with, such as a divorce, marriage, death of a spouse, inherited property, being a co-borrower for a friend, tax liens, judgments, foreclosures, bankruptcies, recent title transfers, or job changes. 3. If planning on buying a home in the future, establish financial disciplines with your spending and how money is moved around. 4. Conduct a personal and financial audit, asking today the questions your loan officer and underwriter will ask 6 to 12 months from now. If your answers are off kilter, 6 months can easily be enough time to resolve any problems if, in fact, you are aware of the issues now. While time and effort solve most problems, challenges increase as time decreases. Now, many people will ask about my fees. Well, simple. They're a bargain. Of course, you can opt for more synthetic representation, as a savings of $50 or $100 might be attractive to you. But if you have concerns or questions about how your deal will proceed, or have a transaction that will require more organic oversight, then we need to chat. Again, 847-922-7173. And P.S., even if you're not quite in the market, and still a long way from entering into a contract, there might be things we need to have a heart-to-heart about today. There may be that one gnawing issue bothering you, that one issue that's keeping you from pulling the trigger on a sale or purchase. The good news, though, is that there's usually a workaround. Remember, it's my job to keep the drama out of your life. Call me today, Carl E. Park, 847-922-7173. And finally, you've probably seen a bunch of different checklists and guides on the internet talking about things you need for selling or buying a home. Yeah, I've seen them too. However, if you want my checklist, just go to my website, www.carlepark.com, for a free PDF walking you through some questions that might not have occurred to you in the past. Again, check out my website, carlepark.com. That's Carl with a K, middle initial E, Park, P-A-R-K. Or if it's easier for you to remember, I'm on YouTube. My channel is /closing attorney. That will have a link for the PDF as well.